Brad and Brit, Brad and Brit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune into Brad and Brit.
This is the Brad and Brit cast. It's our final one for this week, Friday. No Brad and Brit cast. For those of you who are getting your weekend schedules all together, thank you very much.
That's right. Your planning is always important.
Yeah, well, we care about you. We do. Let's look at the list. Look at it. It's pretty extensive here.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go. What to eat, what not to eat.
Ooh.
Next Trump up. If it walks like a bundle, talks like a bundle, it's a bundle.
Uh-huh.
Stormy says the sex in porn is real, if not necessarily spectacular.
Yes.
What's really on tap for November? And it should scare the shit out of you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Trump goes full quid pro ho for oil and gas. And bye-bye El Nino. Hello, La Nina.
La Nina. Do the wrestling is fake, porn is real, if you would.
No, it's funny you bring that up, because as soon as I read what Stormy Daniels said on the stand on Thursday to the defense lawyer about her suggestion, the lawyer's suggestion, that because she makes porn movies, and of course the sex in porn movies is not real, that means she's a liar. And Stormy Daniels, just as the kids like to say, dunked on her.
This is the exact question from the attorney. You have a lot of experience making phony stories about sex appear to be real. That was the actual statement that was made to Stormy on the stand.
Wow, says Stormy Daniels, pausing. That's not how I would put it. The sex in the films is very much real, like what happened to me in that room with Trump, of course. They're sparring over whether Daniels made up the story with Donald Trump. You know, is that in doubt? Is that in question? Is that the issue?
You know, I kind of feel like the pendulum has swung. I kind of feel like the pendulum has swung. If that is what they're fighting over, then she has won, and the prosecution has won. If that's going to be the fight that they pick,
right? Well, over this particular part of it,
yeah.
But when you bring up wrestling, you can say that wrestling is quote unquote fake, but it is real in terms of the athleticism and what you see in front of you. That is happening. Okay.
Correct.
And just like in porn, no, these people don't love each other and go on, but what you see did happen. Okay. Right. And they had no road to go down. So this is the one that they chose with Stormy Daniels. And I think fairly quickly after that, they decided no more questions, Your Honor. We're done. We're done with this one.
I thought that was an interesting thing. And I think it feels like he made his attorneys try to attack and say that.
Sure.
This didn't happen. And because he can't testify. He'll just be garroted and gutted. There's just no way you can put that guy on the stand. If you'd like to lose the case and potentially go to prison, absolutely 100% swear that guy in and have him start taking questions in court. Absolutely have that happen. So well, I feel like he ordered them to question whether the event itself had happened.
Right. But what do you think the chances are that, any member of that jury, after the exchanges of the last few days of Tuesday and Thursday, are thinking, well, I've got to vote to acquit because I don't even know whether these two ever met each other. I don't know. Looks like they've got an iron. They really destroyed her. No.
No.
It's no. Pretty clear. And this is the old, this is the old, would you put yourself through this? Right. Would you make up something like this to essentially destroy your life in service to what? The answer, of course, is you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't.
Right. Well, and I think that's one of the things also that they're trying to accuse her of is that, okay, this encounter, which you have quote unquote made up in their eyes, it's really enhanced your life. It's allowed you to make all of this money.
Oh, it's allowed you to go gosh.
It's elevated your stature.
Oh, sure.
All of this shit. It's just.
Yeah. Well, no, the best one is you're just doing this to sell tchotchkes and to make money. And yeah. That's the all-time eye roll. You're sitting there in front of Donald Trump, who sells tchotchkes to make money. Really shitty tchotchkes, too.
Right.
And it's the ultimate extension of the everything he accuses you of, he's doing himself. Everything.
Right.
It's just perfect. It's perfect. And I hope the summation at the end of this trial will note things like that. I'm sure it will. I'm sure they're paying probably even closer attention than we are, Britt. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the brilliant comeback from Senator Raphael Ted Cruz that nobody believes that Donald Trump has not had sex in his entire life. He acted like that was actually, you talk about the stupidest.
That's the issue. That is the issue, Britt.
Yeah, I know he called my wife ugly, but listen, I have to defend this guy. By the way, Mother's Day is coming up, and I'm wondering, I haven't gotten my text from the good people at the Trump campaign for signing Melania's card, which is probably opening bid $20. I'm hoping to get that text today because I want to make sure I'm on that card. Do you know what I got my mom for Mother's Day? She's already gotten her present.
What?
I got her a cameo from one of her favorite television personalities, Ginger Z from Good Morning America. I got her a nice little cameo.
The little harlot who undercut Rob Marciano and got him fired.
Yes. Yes. That the woman. Yes. Yeah. The awful shrew who engineered Rob Marciano's exit from Amy's. Have you been following that story and how stupid that guy is?
How could I have not been following it if I said what I just said? I know what's going on there. I know what happens at the Mouse House. I'm plugged into the Mouse House. Okay.
He's such an absolute dick, and he was originally just banned from going to the Times Square studios because he was so awful to people and yelled at people and overshared on a bunch of shit. And then eventually he fucked up again and she had to get involved because I don't know if one of the production people was crying coming up to her. And she goes, look, this is bad. And Ginger Z had to intervene and go to her boss and say, get this guy out of here. Now, the one that I love about this is Amy and TJ on their podcast came on and go, you know, we have a lot of sympathy for Rob Marciano because we know what it's like to be tried in the public in the public court. And like, what are you guys doing? Stop. This is not the guy you want to rush to defense of. Stop it. Get out.
Okay. Let's stop talking about people that no one knows who we're talking about.
Oh, come on. They have millions of viewers and people love them and they're the best.
Nope. Really great. Talking now about linear TV is a dangerous thing because
isn't it? It truly is. Like anything that happens, you can talk about sports because people do still kind of make appointment TV to go watch sports and stuff. But geez, anything else is rough, right?
I think so.
Well, the Tom Brady.
All right.
That brings us to the bundle story.
That brings us to the bundle story.
Bundle me, bundle you.
Here you go. Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max, formerly known as HBO Max, will be together. There'll be an ad-free and an ad-supported version. This is streaming becoming cable TV, where you pay one thing and you get lots of stuff. This is an attempt to, of course, compete with the Netflix. And I don't know. I can't even get my head around those three things together. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've got the Hulu. I've got the HBO. I don't bother with the Disney anymore. But I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows?
If it just feels very much like Warner Brothers Discovery is a dead man walking. Wasn't there some sort of bundle you were supposed to get with Fox and them to get sports or something? Wasn't that going to happen?
That's a whole different discussion. That has nothing to do with this. Nothing.
No, it just Warner Brothers Discovery is very confusing. Close to losing their. It looks like losing their NBA package. Yes. It very much is, yes.
Yeah, we don't know. They say this bundle will be the best value in entertainment with an unprecedented selection of content from the biggest, most beloved brands in entertainment, including ABC, CNN, DC. What's DC? What am I missing there? What's DC stand for? See? They use
DC jargon. Universe. The DC Universe, your Batman, your Flash, etc. Yeah,
but they're throwing that in with networks.
Oh, also, okay. That second thing that you mentioned, the second thing that you mentioned there, the CNN?
What's CNN?
Is a zombie. It's Walking Dead. It used to be, it's just death right now. That channel is, it's just sad to kind of see what it's doing at this point.
HBO, HGTV, Hulu, Marvel, Pixar, Searchlight, Warner Brothers, and lots of other stuff. Also included will be content from Fox, TNT, and CBS.
But there's no price point, right? They haven't figured out a price point for us.
They haven't figured out how to price it yet. It's so difficult. It's so hard.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, that's kind of the point. If you're going to bundle it, that bottom line means, is it $20 a month? Is it $15 a month? What is it? So they haven't gotten that down to that at this point.
And what about ESPN, you're asking? Well, they also offer a bundle with all three of the streaming services, but ESPN Plus will not be part of the new bundle. It'll be part of that gigantic thing that you mentioned a few minutes ago, which is Disney, Warner Brothers, Discovery, and Fox. I'm telling you, this is all going to crash. This is all going to crash. And I guess you and I are like a couple of the last people on Earth that have the old cable thing where we can just find whatever we need to pretty quickly and not have to hassle with it. But,
Cheese stands alone. I have not had cable in many years.
Well, but you have something equivalent. Huh?
It's just you. I don't have cable. I don't have a DVR. I don't have any of that stuff.
But where do you steal your stuff from? I didn't know that.
I share some passwords with some people, and I have my stuff. And
You're the problem.
I am a huge, massive, unbelievable stink. We millennials figure out a way to get by. That's how we do it.
All right. Next, Trump up. Oh. Here we go. Barron Trump was just 10 years old when Daddy was inaugurated as president in 2017. And of course, you haven't heard him speak ever. He has no voice. But he just turned 18 2 months ago, and he's graduating from high school next month. And Donald Trump will be able to attend his son's graduation that day. That's May 17th. And immediately, like in all good dictatorships and autocracies, he will immediately be elevated into a political life with no questions asked. So he, Barron Trump, 18 years old, a waif, a 6'7" goof.
Yeah, I saw him
along with his.
I saw him playing center for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He had that little beard. I thought he was pretty good the other night. Oh, it's not.
Yeah, but his foul shooting is terrible. He doesn't have those skills.
It's got to get better. It's got to get better.
So he, along with his half brothers, Don Jr. and Eric, and his half sister, Tiffany, will be part of the Florida delegation to the Republican convention, which takes place in Milwaukee in July. Ivanka, not on the list.
We still haven't gotten a decision on where Barron's going to go to college, do we? We don't know where the guy's headed this fall. Is he going to take a gap year?
Don't you think? Gap year. Yeah, he's going to work at the Gap. you think that's the right size? Okay.
If you're Donald Trump, don't you immediately announce the kid's going to Hillsdale? Isn't that your dream announcement?
Well, you know, doesn't it have to be kind of a protected cocoon kind of place like that? A complete right-wing Christian where you're not going to get bugged by liberals, Marxists, communists who attend, you know, most other universities. You just can't. You can't take that chance because he went to the most exclusive private school in I guess it's in South Florida where he went to school, right?
Yeah.
That's the school that he went to, high school, is a production of one of the Koch brothers. They started it, okay, to make sure that everything would be. So if you had thoughts for even a half a second, knowing nothing about Barron Trump, that maybe, like all intelligent children, they like to rebel against their parents. There's a little of that in all of us. It appears that in this case, no.
Well, there's two dream scenarios, obviously, for me when it comes to higher education for young Barron. Duke University, and I can't believe Stephen Miller's not in his ear every day talking about how great he would do at Duke and that he needs to go to Duke.
Oh, how my he other could go there dream scenario. But he could go to Duke and convert lots of people like Stephen Miller did when he was there, a very popular student, I'm sure.
There's no need to convert. He'll find plenty of like-minded dumbasses. And then my other dream scenario would be High Point University. High Point University, one of the highest tuitions on the entire East Coast. And at that point, you'll know, regardless of what school that he went to, Barron is not only rich, but he's also dumb. So just keep those two in mind, file that away, and we'll see if he can make it into one of those two institutions. I'm trying to think. I can't even think of another place that's like a dick factory the way that Duke is. I just can't.
A dick factory.
I just can't.
Wasn't that a series on NBC?
Well, again, that was one of Stormy's films. It was one of Stormy's fake films.
According to a list of delegates that the NBC found, in addition to the other Trump, do you call them children when they're in their 40s? I guess you do. We're fortunate to have a great group of grassroots leaders, elected officials, and members of the Trump family working together. So if you do the math on this, right, Barron Trump is 18, so he has 17 years to go before he's eligible to run for president, unless an elected Donald Trump unilaterally changes the Constitution.
Yeah.
He can immediately hand off the presidency to anyone he wants, anytime he wants, regardless of age, nationality, national origin, don't have to be born in the United, you know, all that stuff, because a dictatorship is a dictatorship. But if you extend that out at age 35 and 17 years, Brit, we will be long gone and sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah.
And napping with the worms when Barron Trump skillfully runs our country the way his daddy did back in the back in the 2000s and the 2020s, right?
Look, I don't even know. It appears right now that he's gone ahead and he's going to be in this cone of bullshit, and he's gone along with the flow, and he's never going to have a life outside of shaking down people in trailer parks for Bibles or whatever the hell, you know, the current product is, which I guess is just politics. I don't know. Maybe in 2 years he kind of wakes up from the brainwashing and says, I'd like out, please. This is just awful, and I'd like to actually maybe do something with my life.
To be a half serious here for just a moment, Carl Lubsdorf, who's the great columnist for the Dallas Morning News, has written the scariest thing I've read all day. The title of his column is, "We Can't Say We Weren't Warned." And this is what they're planning right now for the election, the Republicans. And they have hundreds of thousands, possibly, of lawyers ready to go, ready to challenge every vote, everywhere, in every precinct after the election to make sure that Donald Trump is installed as president. And Lubsdorf talked to that guy, Chris LaCivita, who's that big kind of husky guy, kind of bald, who's Trump's right-hand man these days. The RNC is hiring thousands of lawyers to initiate battle on election integrity from an offensive instead of a defensive posture. What does that sound like to you? Huh? Well, you know what election integrity means. That means we win or else. We win or else. That's it.
Feels like the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, we're back to Trump in the hotel room again, huh?
Well, it's just barely a bulge, but sure.
Yeah. Their big thing is, and you've heard Trump tell this lie over and over and over again, that they are demanding that election night at midnight, that's the final count. Okay. And lots of states, most of them, in fact, have it where as long as you have your absentee ballot postmarked before midnight of election day, they give you a couple days for it to go through the mail and then they count it. Right. And Trump and his people are claiming that that's illegal, that that's counting votes or allowing you to vote after the polls are closed, which is not true, right, because of course you put your absent, you know, and they just repeat it over and over and over again. And
I tried to do this last night during the Knicks Pacers game. I had covered the spread with about 8 minutes and 43 seconds left in the third quarter. And I just said, stop the game. I've got it, and pay me. And somehow that didn't work. I don't know.
Well, that's not. Is it? Is that equivalent? Because the Pacers never came back anyway. The Pacers couldn't come back anyway.
That's certainly what he did in 2020. And when he was up, he went, "That's it. I'm good. Stop the count.
That's no more
votes count." That's what he was trying to get.
Yeah.
You can't do that. They play the entire game. They count all of the votes. I know that's a horrific thing for democracy and humanity, and it's mob rule. Isn't that what Neil Bortz used to call democracy? Mob rule.
I can't remember all the great things that Neil Bortz used to say.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Well, it is frightening. Right. And as you say, it's not like it's all out, not out there in the open. It's not like they're not broadcasting their battle plan. Their plays are right there. And you would hope that the Democratic Party has some sort of strategy to combat this. You would hope that the election boards have strategies to combat this. It's a frightening thing. I have no idea. I mean, you always, you always thought it was kind of dramatic when people would mention things like, oh, there's going to be a civil war in this country. And you're kind of like, what are you talking about? And then like in the past few years, you're kind of like, well, I get it now. I kind of see that. I can see how this
sort of thing could be
pretty bad.
This is the setup. Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law married to Eric, who of course is already in charge of the Republican National Committee, the RNC, filed a lawsuit in Nevada already. Because in Nevada, they give you 4 days after Election Day for your absentee ballot to arrive, and then they count it. The RNC wants Election Day to be the last day that mail-in ballots can be counted. So in your head, you have to actually know how long it will take the Postal Service to get your ballot in. So you wouldn't dare mail it the day before Election Day or even 2 days, right? And we can't even have this discussion. It's too stupid. And I think 4 days after Election Day is a reasonable number of days, don't you?
I don't think it's unreasonable, and I think it's the law. Yeah. So again, I don't quite get what they're getting at, but that's
they're getting at is they want it stopped at midnight. They want the counting stopped at midnight. And if your absentee ballot hasn't arrived by mail by midnight on Election Day, you lose. It doesn't get counted. That's what they want.
We tried. We gave you a shot, and you blew it. That's all that they're saying. I do know. I have noted that he is Donald John Trump Sr. Apparently, he's embracing mail-in ballots and encouraging his people to do that.
Yeah,
coming up this fall on Truth Social. Whereas, you know, in 2020, of course, he discouraged it, and as a result, the Republicans didn't do so well when it came to mail-in ballots, particularly in the presidential election.
But he's sticking with the whole thing. The only way he loses is if the election is rigged against him. And if he loses, January 6, 2021 will look like your 3-year-old birthday party.
It's a dress rehearsal.
Because he's calling, out the dogs. And remember, if he wins, there's no way that it's a fixed election, right? It's not
that's legitimate. That's completely legitimate. Even though most of the cases of voter fraud that they found in the past, I don't know, you want to go back 10, 20, 30 years? They've been Republicans?
I think 200 years, Britt.
200. We go back 200. What was it? I saw somebody doing this dance with Senator Tim Scott about, like, will you accept the election results?
Please.
I'll say this. When it comes to picking his running mate, which I'm absolutely obsessed with, Tim Scott has done a better job at kissing his ass than anybody else. Kerry Lake or anybody else. There's no one else that's done a better job of kissing his ass than Senator Tim Scott. Would you agree with that?
It's so hard to pick the best ass kisser because what's her name? Elise Stefanik has been dreadful. J.D. Vance has been disgusting. Apparently, and I didn't realize this name was in the hopper, Senator Rick Scott, Batboy from the old Weekly World News, Batboy, has been in there also. Boy, now there's a guy with the kind of credentials that you want. Because remember, he made his billions of dollars as a health insurance executive and got the shit sued out of him and had to make a gigantic payment. But he's still a billionaire. So that might knock him out because Trump wouldn't want to actually run with someone who's a real billionaire. On the other hand, he made it in such a disgusting fashion. Maybe Trump likes that.
Presumably this would be another situation where Rick Scott would have to move out of Florida.
Yeah.
So, and may I just, Senator Scott, if you're listening, and I know you are, North Carolina has been the destination of so many people escaping Florida. Please come to the old North State.
No.
We can't wait to welcome you with open arms.
What else is on the list here? How about
what to eat, what not to eat?
Oh, yeah. This is this is some new new research, new numbers out about ultra processed food.
Oh God.
And actually, all ultra processed food is not equally bad. Some of it is sort of bad. Other ultra processed food is even worse. But they did a 30 year study, 115,000 people. And the people that ate the most ultra processed foods, like frozen meals, hot dogs, potato chips, breakfast cereals, artificially sweetened beverages, had a slightly higher risk of early death than those who consumed the least. So I'm just guessing that most people would say, I'll take that trade-off. I love my potato chips. Yeah, okay, if I lose a year, I'm not going to know anyway. I'll be dead. But that's just me.
You got to give yourself something.
Researchers found no increased risk of cancer or cardiovascular disease.
Good deal.
But if you consume 7 or more daily servings of ultra processed crap, you had a 4% higher risk of total deaths than those who consume just 3 a day. So, you know, the difference is not that great. And the good news is you'll probably die of something else anyway.
Oh, that is great news. Oh, yeah. Mr. Sunshine, Brad Krantz, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the biggest sample they've ever done, the biggest study they've ever done. So that's why.
But no, what? No matter what, no matter what you eat, make sure. Now, I did see Sanjay Gupta breaking down the RFK Jr. Brain worm, and I think
Britt, nobody watches CNN. It's dead. You declared it dead. What are you quoting CNN for?
It is dead. And may I introduce you to something called aggregation? Because those are the only people that are still watching it, or the people who aggregate those clips. And
you want me to introduce you to something? Aggravation. Okay. Aggravation.
Dr. Gupta seemed to think that the more likely cause for a worm eating your brain was undercooked pork, trichinosis, right? You eat the larva travels through your bloodstream, and it forms a worm, and the worm starts eating your brain.
You know, for the last, decade and a half, that old warning about, oh, you have to cook sausage so that it isn't even remotely pink anymore, that went away. Remember that? Remember, you used to have to do that. So you're right. Maybe from the old days, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was eating raw Bob Evans sausage or something. I don't know.
he was trying. I think Mr. Kennedy was trying to tell us that it was a fish, right? It was like some sort of fish, maybe sushi or something that had.
No. I don't think he was. He was. Well, he was saying that he loves tuna fish, and therefore he's got mercury poisoning too. That was working.
Oh, well, that's a problem. No, that is a serious thing.
Don't confuse your worms and your mercury poisoning.
Yeah, don't confuse your bullshit pseudoscience of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I assume we're going to get to a place where a vaccine put that worm into his body. I mean, I hope that that's where this all ends up.
Ooh. It could be. I mean, he actually kind of has a good sense of humor about it, which is, I guess that's a good thing. But when you find out that the only reason we know about it is because he was deposed during the divorce from his wife, who he was trying to destroy, and he did destroy her. I believe she committed suicide later on, and he was trying to get out from underneath paying her. And this came up, and he said it in a deposition. I think the New York Times found this from 10, 15 years ago. You wonder whether he just made it up back then. You don't know for sure.
Oh, my God. The accusation. The fact that would come out of your mouth, you should be ashamed. Of course he probably made it up. Of course he probably made it up. Are you reading much about the new variant of COVID, the flirt variant, they're calling it, which is spreading across our great nation?
I was more worried about the bird flu thing. Now I have to worry about more COVID. Britt, as you know, I barely have an immune system right now. I got enough problems as it is. We don't need any new diseases for me to have to hide from, because I've got less defense against them than, you know, 99% of people in this country. So,
well, that is another great motivator for you to wear a mask, maybe, if you're going into a public place.
I need to wear a mask when I'm sleeping, if that's going wrong.
Yeah, this is you should read about this flirt variant. So far, I am always looking to see what's the next booster going to look like, yada yada yada. And there's really not a whole lot of information about that. I mean, they're still trying to get people to get the last booster, which very few of us got, right?
I mean, I got the last one that I could get, and now because I've had a stem cell bone marrow transplant, I in effect have nothing. I got nothing in me right now. And over a period of years, I will be getting all my childhood vaccinations over again. And, they know this, and I'll get vaccinated as soon as I possibly can with stuff that's front and center, like what you're talking about here. But
Right.
Thanks for really making my day.
I try to help out when I can.
Thanks. And I'll tell you, I have to go to this gigantic hospital now twice a week, Atrium Wake Forest Baptist Hospital. And, I'm passing hundreds of people, including the workers, the nurses, the doctors, and the inconsistency of masking in that hospital is based. It's kind of shocking, but not really shocking, because people are so fed up with masking. But when I'm getting work done on me, everyone is wearing a mask. I don't want to leave you with that impression, but out in the hallways, out in, public areas, it's pretty inconsistent. And some of the clerical workers, the people that check you in, they're not wearing masks. So
these are people that
we've learned nothing, I guess, is what it is. We've learned nothing, right?
Well, these are people who necessarily believe in science, and I don't know, as a cross section of society, but I know that out in out in the country in general, there's been just enough doubt thrown in, and there's been just enough that this is some sort of social protest and it's a political thing as to where you do this. And if you wear a mask, then you're sucking Joe Biden's dick. And, I know all of this stuff exists as a narrative. If there is another huge wave or whatever, which was engineered by Dr. Fauci, who will be put on trial here coming up next year if Donald Trump is elected, there's been just enough doubt and politics and everything else that's been injected into this stuff to make some people be like, I'm not going to do it. Fuck it. It's over. I'll just eat processed meat or maybe some undercooked pork.
One last thing here. El Nino is on El Nino's way out. As you know, 2023 was the hottest year ever in the history of planet Earth. And you go, well, that's a good thing. Not really, because El Nino gets replaced by La Nina. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be cooler. What it does mean, though, is if we have hurricanes, they're going to be stronger and more powerful. It's going to be worse, and there'll be more rain. So that's our weather forecast. Back to you, Ginger.
Adios, El Nino. Bienvenue, El Gordo.
Yeah,
that's going to be the big fat guy, right? Coming after you. There's no kid.
Yeah. All right. That's our show for today. Next Brad and Britcast is Monday.